Blog Talk Radio.
It's the sort of thing better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, let the reeds whistle blow. We can worry us toe to toe. Football. Football.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is.
Like water. Be water, my friend.
Good evening, this is the Live to the Imperial Podcast. I am Team Matrix. You can check the show live on Twitter.com/flyfootball. Check out Scores Highlights, FlagFootballAmerica.com. Click under the Philadelphia Flag Football banner. Still in a holding pattern. No week three games have gone on. We're the last 2 weeks. The Pope put week three on pause, and then last week there was threats or a hurricane that possibly, potentially, maybe could have, would have, should have came to the area. So no games were played at all. So we're still in a holding pattern, still holding pretty much at week three in terms of the season. The league made some adjustments, new schedule, we'll kind of go through those, but the power rankings, kind of whole place, things, whole place, I guess we'll refresh everyone's memory where we're sitting at right now. We do have a couple guests on the show. Last year we had Mark and Storm Miller on the show, just to get their perspective, obviously, where they sit in the league, and don't know if we'll get that stuff tonight, but as always, have Gordon behind the glass. Really wanted to, other than just go through the highlights, refresh everyone's that, really want to see now, we're talking a different topic of a little rust is, you know, taking a two-week break. We're now in fall weather. It's a little bit colder. So, you know, those things are going to come into play. You know, got Joe here as well. So, Joe, what's your thoughts now, pretty much now? Right, we've had a two-week break, had the Pope visit, had no games going on. Now our team's going to be rusty after 2 weeks off because really football's all about momentum and getting into a rhythm.
We'll see how rusty they are. I think everybody will be all right and ready to play. But we'll see. We know we definitely are.
And, you know, you now look at the schedule, right? Let's hit that first. I mean, there's been some adjustments, right? There'll be basically for the games that were missed, there's a little doubling up of the schedule. I'll kind of hit it real quick. Instead of there being, I believe, a 9, there's basically with 2 9 o'clock games, 2 10s, 1 11, and a 12, there basically is going to be 2 games simultaneously. So there'll be 2 9 o'clock games, 2 10 o'clock games, 2 11 o'clock games, and then 2 12 o'clock games. So for some teams, if we're kind of looking through the schedule, they will play a doubleheader. So I believe, I think USLI has a doubleheader. I don't believe NWO does, but then some teams, I think Action Crazy will have a doubleheader. Actually, they'll have a back-to-back. They actually will play a 12 o'clock game and then a 1 o'clock game. So, you know, you're kind of getting into the point of the season where you've kind of lost 2 weeks. There's still games listed on the schedule. And the league kind of has adjusted accordingly. I mean, has your team kept in contact over the 2 weeks? I mean, or practiced, or do most teams just pretty much kind of know what they need to do and they kind of just show up on game day?
We've been in contact. We know what's going on, and we actually do have two games. We play, I believe, SBD, and then we play Hot Boys.
Hot Boys, okay. Now, because the other thing, too, was, you know, this is a couple, but obviously it's field conditions. You know, we're playing on a newer field, so obviously you don't want those conditions at all to adversely affect the game at all. So, you know, in terms of, yeah, field probably was okay to play on maybe that Sunday, but it did rain throughout the part of the week. But in terms of all hype, there was no hurricane. We had nothing in terms of precipitation and the Saturday and the Sunday, but I could see the league kind of taking the precaution and not wanting to, do any damage to the field for the whole season.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's better to be safe than sorry. I didn't want to schedule the game, and then, God forbid, people get hurt and, you know, bust ankles, I don't know, tear up the field. We just got this field this season. We want to try to keep it as nice as we can so we can use it in the future.
I know we had a couple guests lined up. I think that they're at the other door. They just got to press one so Gordon can let them in. But let's review the standings. I know we talked about it 2 weeks ago. That stop was on last week, and we had Mark and Storm on the show. And, you know, if you're looking at a holding pattern, right, at the moment we still have 3 undefeated teams, and then at all sitting at 2-0, And then, right, there was a few teams there in the middle of the pack, 1 and 2, and then there were some teams, I think there was one 1 and 2 team, a couple 1 and 1 teams, and then a bunch of teams sitting at the bottom. How it stands right now in terms of standings, right, there's NWO, Mustangs, Bulls, and Spartans. I should have tonight's guest. I believe we're from the Spartans, hopefully they get in and get in onto the show before Gordon shuts them out. And then USY was 1 and 2, Fun and Gun 1 and 1, Stallions 0 and 2, with SBD in 1 and 1, and then in terms of Top Boys 1 and 2 and Action Crazy 1 and 1. Joe, if you had to speculate, I mean, of all the teams, who, now let's reverse it. Any teams you see here going winless? Because if you had put money down in the beginning of the season of that, at this point, USLI has a game, and even to some extent, Hot Boys have a game, a win before SBD, Stallions. I mean, do you think any team, let's take 1 and 1 out of the conversation, any team other than 1 and 1 goes completely winless for the season?
No, I don't think so at all. Dom will get them guys straight, and no, I don't think that. Anybody, maybe 1 and 1, but I don't think anybody else.
I think our guests are here. They just got to put their hands up and hit one on their dial so they can come in. But we'll see if Gordon can work that. Other thing that comes up too, and I know this will pretty much be something I want to bring up because this is something that we kind of go into as we get to this point in the season, is that the rosters are locked, the teams are locked. You know, one thing the league has been big on is making sure teams look appropriate. I mean, personally, I think it takes a little too long for the teams to get themselves correct. I know everyone makes an investment. Everyone's got tons of financial obligations. But, Joe, really, is it that much of an investment to drop $10 and get a shirt with your name and a number on it or just a number? I mean, why does it take so long for teams to look like teams and get their act together?
You know what, T? I really don't know, man. I know that even the league offers some for, a little bit of a price. So there's no excuse for that. They should have their stuff together, especially some of these older teams that, you know, they do it every year that they don't really have it going on. But they should know better by now.
And the other thing, too, and I think our guests finally are here. I'll have Gordon bring them in a second. But the other thing, too, is, you know, obviously, you know, the way the league's structured up is right. Most teams come in as teams. So yeah, someone on that point in the team has to take that point of contact and get all that stuff together. I know the league's good is that if the teams aren't able to sort of look appropriate or sort of look like a team, they're right. I know they've been great in kind of being able, like a last resource of teams, to get shirts together. But I mean, but that's always effective. Like if you know a team that, you know, they're all wearing white T-shirts or they all got, you know, that's indicative that there really isn't a cohesion and there really isn't a set game plan, because that's just indicative of being a team together. I mean, when you go to NWO, is that what's the speech they give you? Say, hey, look, you got to get the jersey. This is like, what's the protocol for looking like all one team?
Everybody does what they're told. If somebody looks at you and said you do this, and that's how it happens, and you know, that's it. And I'm sure Dom runs the same type, and I know a lot of some of these teams do the same type. So
I think our guests, here's what we'll do this week, because both our guests this week, Joe, are from the same team. They're from the Spartans. So we'll do, I'll bring them in one at a time, but we're just going to do, we'll bring them in together. We won't separate them out, bring one person in and talk for a while and then bring the other person. Let's just bring them all in together, but I'll introduce them separately. But he's the first guest to the show. I think he's here. And for those of you who don't know, right, in terms of, you know, podcast history, I can't recall the show off the top of my head. It might have been 2 seasons ago. He gave pretty much one of the most memorable, I guess, sort of passionate sort of pleas for his team to get their act together. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back in the archives. But at the moment, though, he's been a journeyman, playing a bunch of teams. I think it's probably his, he'll correct me if I'm wrong, 5th season, maybe his 6th time in the league. But now he's got some success here with the Spartans. I'll bring in his co-GM in a moment. But let's bring in DeAndre from the Spartans. DeAndre, a.k.a. Superman, welcome to the podcast tonight.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Hello?
We're here. Listen, let's go back a step. Now, let's go back a couple seasons. Now, correct me wrong. Is this your fifth or sixth season in the league?
I think it's the fifth season. I'm pretty sure it's the fifth season.
Played on tons of teams. I know you played for the Dragons for a while, played with some other teams. I think maybe, not the Mustangs, but the there wasn't a team that was yellow. I forgot the team. It might have been the Vikings. I mean, tell me how I'll bring in your coach.
The Soul.
The Soul? Did you play with the Soul, too?
Yeah, my first team was the Soul, yeah.
So tell me, how does the conversation, because, right, you kind of get a taste of what's like the BGM all the time. If you're not happy with the way things are going as a team member, you can say, look, I think I could do a better job. Tell me the conversation, or tell me what happens that you say, look, well, I'm finally going to make the plunge and get my own team.
Well, me and Eric played in a different league, and we actually did very well in that league. And we just decided from there to see if we could do the same thing for PFFL. It's going very well for the first two games. So I'm glad that we did it, and I hope it keep going as well as we think it's going to go.
Well, obviously that league couldn't compare to this league. I mean, to be honest,
it was a really good
comparison, right? You were just using it as a tune-off this season.
No. I'm being very honest. I actually love this league more than what the couple leagues I've been in before. So, yeah, this league is by far, to me, one of the best leagues ever.
Now, was that league a co-ed league, or was it all-male league, or that you and Eric played in? We're about to bring him in a second.
Well, at first, it was a co-ed league, but the last season we played was all men.
And then before I bring Eric in, I'll bring him in. I know he's hanging on the outdoor here, because obviously you're right. And I think he might have you by season. I think I'll double check with him. He may have started the same time you all did. I mean, is it just all about the Marshall Cup? I mean, if you're 2-0 now, that might be right one of the best starts that you've gotten to as an individual player. I mean, at this point, you know, are the Spartans now, because you're not in there with Mustangs. You're in there now with NWO, right, undefeated at this point. You got two games coming up this week. I mean, is it now, and you got, you know, Storm Miller, you get him out, you get Dante from the Reapers, you sort of pulled as many free agents as you can. Is it just Marshall Cup or nothing, or are you all seen as, look, let's just start something, a good foundation, and then see what we can build on?
Well, right now, number one, you don't go into any league not trying to win a championship. That's number one. And I'm always going to try to do as well as I can. So, yes, I do want to win a championship. But for right now, me personally, my number one goal is just make out the first round. Because I'm not going to lie, I haven't been out the first round in this league yet. So my personal goal is to make out the first round. But yes, we do feel like, I mean, not everybody thinks this, but we do feel like we can make a run for the championship. I'm not saying we're going to beat every team, but I feel like that we're going to be one of the underdogs, and we feel like we can make it to the championship.
All right, let's bring your co-GM, because, right, it's rare that, you know, because I think last week, right, going into, right, when you all did the coin toss, they say, listen, we want the captain. You're like, you all pretty clear that we're both the captain. We're both running the team, which, you know, mm-hmm. two-headed monster. It's done sometimes, but I'm curious how that's working. But let's bring him in. Believe he did win a championship with NWO, I think two seasons ago. Right, played in the league, played on a bunch of teams, similar teams that you have, sort of, has made his way through the league, but always is pretty resilient. He's played different positions, has been asked for quarterback and other positions, but let's bring him in. I think he is a six-year veteran, but we'll double-check. Let's bring in your co-GM. Let's bring in Eric from the Spartans. All I do, all I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the field, everybody's hands go up. And they say that. Eric, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Doing good. Now, just asking DeAndre, well, I want to ask you the first question is, how many years is this your sixth season in the league?
I think so, yeah. It's probably since, like, 2012, I think that's when I started.
So how did you know? Because DeAndre mentioned that you both got hooked up. You played together in the off season. Now, does who calls who? Do you? Because I know this league, everyone tends to kind of get each other's numbers and say you want to run in this league. I mean, who makes the call and how does it? How do you go from running in a league off season to actually deciding you're going to try to put in the team? And then how do you pull in all this, all these other teams? It looks like you got a bunch of players from a bunch of different squads from last season.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like I've been in the league for a while, so it kind of I wanted to have a team for a while now, but it's kind of I didn't know everybody, and it was kind of hard to bring somebody out from Philly. Not everybody wants to drive up, so it took me a little bit, you know, to get to know everybody and just see what's going on. And basically, kind of me and DeAndre won the Dragons, I think, last spring, so we kind of got to talking a little bit, and this off season. You know, we played together in this other league, and basically we kind of like, you know, we weren't not sure what we want to do, and I was just like, you know, let's just get a team together and just see what happens. You know, I think, you know, we picked up some players from like Phoenix and other teams, and figured let's just do it, you know, see what happens. Maybe, you know, just run the team by ourselves.
I mean, because this is literally, I know you spent some time on the Warriors, and right, it literally is a hybrid of like five teams. I mean, there's Rob from the Warriors, there's Ian, you got obviously Mike, then you got Dante, then you got Storm Miller, then I think it's Saad, then you picked up a couple free agents. I mean, who makes the call? Who's the one? I mean, do you have specific roles on the team? Does someone make the phone calls, or is someone organizing the X's and O's? Because it seems like the last game, it didn't literally seem to be right. You all just had a lot of penalties, had a couple gender violations. It seems that is this going to take a while? If all you're winning games, is it going to take a while to sort of get a team philosophy and a team, everyone on the same page because there's so many unique pieces to put in?
I mean, yeah, obviously. I mean, if you have a team that just started off new, you know, it takes a couple games before everybody gets to know each other. And there's like, for us, just to see where we can put people in the best position so they can do the job well. But I mean, I think it's just going to take some time. But other than that, I think we got a really good bunch of people, like good guys, you know. Nobody's like out there saying like, you know, me. Everybody's kind of, you know, has that team mentality. I think that's important.
Now this week you both play the Mustangs. Now let me ask you this. Now in terms of the offense, do you just give the keys to Storm Miller that she just run the offense, or do each of you kind of have a say in terms of game planning? Because I think DeAndre, I think you were thinking the last game, Gordon was saying that you were sort of game planning in terms of playing positions. I mean, how is it easy to sort of start managing personalities? Because this week you play the Mustangs, which they're undefeated. I mean, in terms of a game, that's probably as big as a game you can get. I mean, you beat that team. That team right now, right? Many are looking. They made tons of pickups. I mean, is this week? Are you looking to measure yourself against the Mustangs, or it really doesn't really matter? Or are you just kind of going to take it as it comes?
Well, we want to play everybody, and we want to play everybody the best as we can. And me, Eric, figured that there is no head coach in this. Like, there's no head coach in this on this team. So actually, and I'm not gonna lie, Eric runs the offense. Like, he's like the offensive coordinator. So whatever happens on the offense, he builds. Go through Eric, and I actually run the defense, and whoever go through me, whoever go through defense, go through me, and that's how it is, and that's how, I mean, for the first two games, it's going well. So I mean, doing that way, we started 2-0. I'm actually looking forward to playing the Mustangs. I mean, I talk to Steve and Rell and Dwight and Granford all the time. Like, we literally hang out every day. I mean, and I love them to death. And whatever goes, I mean, whatever how it goes, I'm always proud of them. I always tell them that all the time, that I'm always proud of that team that they made. But I'm not going to lie and say I don't want to beat them guys pretty really bad.
Yeah.
So I feel like with that team, I'm not going to lie, I have that game starred on my schedule. That and a couple other teams as well. But that team right there, because how close those four and I are, that game is very important to me. And I really do want to win. But win or lose, like I said, I'm always going to be proud of those four.
Let's go to the females. And because I'm right, in terms of talent, right, like I said, I think, you know, that's a good pickup with Rob. I think he's a really solid rusher. I know he played, you know, with the Warriors and really good attitude. Let's switch female-wise. Either one you can interject here. because we did bring this up last week when we had Storm on here and Mark on. What's been your thought on the changes in the gender rule? At the moment, I think you have Amanda, right? She's at the moment you're starting female. At some point, I heard maybe Tara might be on there. At the female position, I mean, are you all, because she has played in the league, she played with the Reapers, I think she played two seasons with them, or maybe one. I mean, are you feeling as though at the female spot, if you go against an NWO or a Mustang, that your female play can match up with these other teams in the upper echelon?
I mean, personally, I think we have, especially we picked up a one more girl, well, actually two, and I think they're really good. They're really talented, and they can match up with any female in the league. I'm not even lying. It's like they're really, really good, and I think they'll definitely help us win games.
Well, we don't want downgrade or disrespect the NWO females.
No.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that we don't want to down. Respect them at all because they are probably the best tandem in the league hands down. But the females that we picked up, we both feel that they can stick with them and they can be actually the best women group if we play it right. They can be the best female group in the league because the two that we picked up and with Amanda is a really good group of girls. So we're hoping. That they can be like one of the best, and not the best female group in the league.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. They'll you know. I mean, everybody will see what happens, you know.
So in this next three game stretch, right? Because obviously we lost the last 2 weeks of the. Because the Pope and then, right, the threat of Lankeen. Is that right? This week you're playing the Bangs, and then the next 2 weeks you have Action Crazy and then NWO. I mean, you know, and right, so that's a three-game stretch, you're right, where you can, that's a swing of a 2-3-game, you know, swing. You could be looking at 5-0, 4-1, right, or maybe, right, obviously you wouldn't want that to happen, a 2-3 swing. I mean, is the team, amongst the team, is everyone kind of aware for some of them that they've never really been in that position? I mean, you ask an Ian or a Rob, they probably haven't won more, maybe on the team they've been, maybe more than 2 games in a season, maybe 3-4. I mean, is the team excited or are they kind of just taking it because with a player like that he's probably going to keep everyone kind of fired up, but is everyone kind of, where's everyone's head mentally in terms of where the team's standing right now?
I think we're just playing it each game, you know, one game at a time type of mentality, you know? You know, we take it each game and just don't look past anybody.
Well, I know that some players that I know that talk to a lot. I mean, I talk to Dante a lot. Me and Storm talks a lot on Facebook. Eric, my little brother, Andre, all of us. I mean, I always tell them that, you know, it's hard to win this league because I know. I mean, me personally, I haven't got past two wins yet at all. So it's hard to win this league. And I feel like with this group of players that we have, we can win a lot more than 2 games. And I feel like we can compete with any team. Yeah, and like I said, there's no downgrade to the Mustangs NWO, but I feel like we can compete with them. So we are actually looking to be after the 2 games on set on Sunday and NWO next Sunday, we're actually looking to be 5-0. We would be really disappointed if we're not 5-0. So we are taking one game at a time, but we definitely want to win bad.
And then because we were talking earlier before we both came in with Joe, in terms of right, the team's right. I think the league's big on making sure the teams kind of look proper, because your teams are sort of like advertising the league in terms of, hey, the teams are kind of together uniform wise. I mean, who was this idea for the name Spartans? And then Gordon was pretty impressed on how you all quickly kind of had your uniforms, were prepared or ready to go. I mean, was that something that you all kind of early on kind of picked the name out and everyone was sort of organized in terms of getting the uniform?
Well, DeAndre got the uniforms, and I don't know, and you know, he kind of picked the name too. But
yeah, all right, so,
but
yeah,
you know, I don't you know, it, I mean, I like the name, Spartans. I think that's a cool name.
So I actually have a friend that does T-shirts, and that's how we got those shirts so fast. He actually does the shirts around Tuff and Filbert, and we actually got him on a really, really good deal. As soon as we found the name and as soon as we know what colors that we wanted, I called him. He did them in a week, and all 13 or 15 shirts in a week, even the two that we needed in the next game, he did those really fast. And as far as the name, I mean, I wanted something that's going to, stand out. So, I mean, it wasn't just my idea. I put a bit idea out there, but I want to make sure that, that Eric was cool with it as well. And he came up with Spartans, and that's what stuck.
We just have to tweak the colors a little bit, right?
No, yeah, because that color, like I said, I think, my teammates is horrible with colors, but yeah, it's almost not a yellow, but it's almost like a sun yellow, but with different colors. It's been a while since we had that profile in the league. So appreciate you coming on. Anything you want to leave us with now? Because now, your perspective for both of you, right, in terms of GMs in the league, right, even if we're talking back to Dom and C. Rich and a bunch of other players, even with NWO, right, they haven't even been in the league as many seasons as you all have. So we'll give you each a moment sort of just to give me your final thoughts, anything that you kind of want to put out there to the league. We always give everyone who comes on the show that time. But like I said, you got the NWO Mustangs coming up and Action Crazy in NWL. But whoever wants to go first is fine. But any final thoughts you want to leave us as we go into week three of fall 2015?
Go ahead, Dre.
All I want to say is that I really hope that nobody sleeps on this. That's all I care about. Either with the 2-0 and yes, the people would say that what the two games we did win wasn't really, power ranking wins, but I feel like after these next 2 weeks, people will start respecting us more. So I really hope that nobody really sleeps on that. That's all I got to say.
Derek, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend and especially next week, so I think it's going to be fun. Next couple of weekends, we're going to find out where we stand. And I think it's, I hope everybody, brings their A game.
All right. Hey, guys, thanks for staying up late with us. I appreciate you coming on to the show. Good luck next week, this week against the Mustangs, and then good luck in the subsequent weeks and the rest of the season.
Thank you, man.
All right, sounds good.
All right, good night, guys.
All right, good night.
No matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, and they stay there.
So that was Eric and DeAndre, a.k.a. Superman, from the Spartans. Except they had a hell of a point. I mean, it seems like they definitely have a cohesion. I know there was a point in their last game 3 weeks ago when they were down. They were down about a touchdown. One-on-one had jumped out. I mean, USLI had jumped down on the lead on them, but they kept their composure, had a bunch of penalties, but they overcame them, and it looks like they really are sort of gelling. So interesting to see in this post-bar era where they end up. But one thing we'll do real quick, we'll hit the scores the schedule for week four, well, schedule-wise, but really the third batch of games or the third grouping of games. Real quick, we'll hit the 9 o'clock games. 9 o'clock, 1-1 versus Fun and Gun. 1-1 looking for the first win, Fun and Gun looking for the second. SPD versus NWO. NWO undefeated, SPD winless. SPD then turns around again and plays Fun and Gun at 10, so Fun and Gun and SPD at back-to-backs. So one of them without SPD then could possibly get their first win, looking for a victory. NWO then come back-to-back versus Hot Boys, who've got one win against SPD, and then NWO, depending on how it goes with SPD, will then play Hot Boys. It'll be a good test for them. 10 o'clock games, 11 o'clock games, rather, 1-1 versus USLI. If there is a game that 1-1 could possibly sneak in, get competitive, maybe keep it under a touchdown or two at halftime, it could be this one. But a USLI, deep roster, good female talent, so we'll see if that brings them back above to the 500 spot. Spartans didn't play Mustangs. Mustangs undefeated. Spartans at the moment defeated. One of them won't be after 11 o'clock. Very interesting game for both. Because if Mustangs win this game, they clear out another undefeated team. Could they get the number one seed? If the Spartans win, all heads will turn. People will then turn their attention to the Spartans. So it should be a really good game. Mustangs then will have to turn around and play the undefeated, or winless rather, Stallions at 12. Action Crazy will play the Bulls. I think both teams with one victory, and then Action Crazy comes back and plays the Spartans. Depending on what happens with that Mustangs game, you could see an undefeated Spartans going against Action Crazy. And the last game of the day will be the Stallions versus USLI. Check out all the scores, highlights, Philadelphia, rather, FlagFootballAmerica.com. Show sits on FlagFootballAmerica.com/FlagFootball. You can check out all the scores highlights on that page, the stats, there's power rankings, there's schedule. So check all that out. We're going to week 4 in theory, but third batch of games that are coming up for the season. No pass stop tonight, no Flag Football Advisory Board. We did have Joe as always, so we'll him and I will be back next week, hopefully with the other members of the Flag Football Advisory Board. So until then, we will see you next week.